So we are now leaving residency. Congratulations, you're graduating. And we are moving on to a new development really in this area, which is postgraduate fellowships. So we have Carl Loco, who is, okay. I thought I did this properly. Yeah, it's really odd. Oh, that was your slide. Okay, sorry. Who is going to be talking about surgical fellowships.
Good morning. My name is Carl Loco. I find this is a very interesting question. When you ask it in a non-surgical group, the percentage of people that get it correct is small. But if I were to ask in here, I think everybody would know that the largest number of victims is not from TB, malaria, surgical, or HIV, or Ebola, or SARS, but it is instead from surgical disease. So I want to talk about global surgery in context, some of the fellowship programs in the United States, and then I'll talk more about the Loma Linda Fellowship and the partnership it has with Malamulo Adventist Hospital for a post-residency surgery fellowship. When you look at the world and you look at this graph, it shows the proportion of the population without access, ready access to safe surgery. And you notice there are some areas throughout Asia, Africa, and South America that have very high percentages of their population without access to safe surgery. When you look at the burden of surgical disease in this world, of the 313 million procedures performed, only 6% are done in countries where a third of the world's population lives, and over 140 million more surgical procedures are needed to meet the needs. 32, almost a third of all deaths worldwide were caused from conditions requiring surgical care. And those numbers that we're talking about, from AIDS, 1.5 million, TB, 1.2 million die annually, and malaria, 1.7, but surgical disease accounts for nearly 17 million annually. Access to safe surgery is about 5 billion people lack access. So that is about two-thirds of the world's population doesn't have ready access. And if you look at people who live in the countries that are red, yellow, and orange, those are the low and middle income countries, up to 90% of people in those countries don't have ready access to safe surgery. So because of these great disparities that you see internationally, a lot of institutions have had interest in addressing global surgery. Harvard, for instance, has the Paul Farmer Global Surgery Fellowship. And with its affiliated hospitals, they focus on the public health and policy aspects of surgery with a goal of strengthening healthcare systems. Creighton University has a two-year post-residency program in a clinical pathway that allows fellows to broaden their surgical skill, and during their second year of fellowship, they operate in a low-middle-income country. Rutgers has also had a hybrid program where their fellows are involved in three areas: clinical service, education, and research. Baylor, as we've seen, has a similar program where they have an intra-residency fellowship. Vanderbilt has also coordinated a number of residency and fellowship training programs. Emory has had global surgery tracks, and many other institutions. This is very common. But in 2017, Loma Linda partnered with Malamulo Adventist Hospital to expand their longstanding surgical partnership and launch this global surgery fellowship. With support from Adventist Health International, what they started doing was training general surgeons to become more conversant in the management of common surgical conditions that fall outside the usual range of the management of general surgeons. Malamulo Adventist Hospital actually was founded over 100 years ago in Malawi. They have over 130,000 patient encounters per year, 9,000 admissions per year, and over the last 12 months, 2,550 surgeries, compared to 908 surgeries in 2009. Malawi has been nicknamed the Warm Heart of Africa, gained independence from the British in 1964. It's a very poor country where minimum wage is about $1 a day. The population has doubled, and it has outstripped the physician supply with about 0.2 physicians per 10,000 of the population. It has a very poor healthcare system. So in 2017, this paper was looking at the assessment of surgical disciplines, looking at the number of cases done by the surgery residents from Loma Linda and the surgeons at from Loma Linda who are going to Malawi. And as you see down here, there's a large number of general surgery, urology, obstetrics and gynecology, orthopedics, and orthopedic cases. When we looked at the surgeries that we've been doing per quarter at Malamulo, you see there's a very rapid upward trend in these later years. When you look at the types of cases that are being done at Malamulo, overall, huge percentage of them are obstetrics and gynecology, and then the rest is left to the general surgeons and sometimes visiting specialists to perform the orthopedic surgery, the general surgery, urology, ENT, thoracic, and pediatric surgery. So in designing this fellowship, they focused on the areas that would be most beneficial in Malawi, which is a rural area without very good access to tertiary specialists and other specialists. So acute care surgery was a component, a 9-month component, orthopedic surgery, anesthesia, neurosurgery, tropical medicine, urology, ENT, ophthalmology, dentistry, plastic surgery, and pediatric surgery. So for 1 month during the year, we spend with the obstetrics and gynecology team at Loma Linda, and we focus on training general surgeons to work with specialists in the United States, specifically at Loma Linda, to learn how to do these procedures, C-sections, hysterectomies, et cetera. And then we work with the urologist at Loma Linda to learn how to do prostatectomies and cystoscopy, orchiectomies, et cetera. We work with orthopedic surgeons to learn how to do casting and intramedullary nails and open reductions, internal fixations. We spend 3 months at Malamulo Adventist Hospital working with the general surgeons there and the obstetrician gynecologist there. While at Loma Linda, for the 9 months that we're in Loma Linda, we take night call and weekend call in acute care surgery to maintain competency in the practice of general surgery in the United States. We also do some training in ENT, working with them to do goiters and parotidectomies. We work with anesthesia to work on intubations and spinals, pediatric surgery to learn management of gastroschisis and omphalocele and necrotizing enterocolitis. Work with plastic surgery, ophthalmology to learn how to do enucleations and eye laceration repair and other eye cases. We work with the neurosurgeons at Loma Linda to learn how to do EVDs and hemicraniectomies. We work with infectious disease to learn the proper treatment, because in Malawi there happens to be a high number of people obviously affected by HIV, schistosomiasis, and other communicable diseases. Malawi is rich with a wide variety of cases, from one day doing general surgery cases to doing ENT cases to another day doing orthopedic cases. We see very uncommon cases, people who are unable to access healthcare and present with delayed diagnoses. And we see unexpected cases. This was a case of a gentleman with very advanced prostate cancer. So there are lots of opportunities for research and quality improvement projects. And over the recent years, this year we've relaunched our cancer registry and started a trauma registry to hopefully better address these. So in conclusion, I want to say that there are great opportunities for both young and experienced surgeons to get involved in global surgery and advancement. And as we have seen, there's a growing interest among medical students and surgery residents to pursue international surgery electives and careers. And I want to say that good preparation for many global surgery experiences will include increasing exposure to caring for obstetrical, gynecologic, and urologic, and orthopedic conditions. I want to say a thank you to my team that I worked with at Loma Linda and at Malamulo. They've been a big help. Thank you.